preview view. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. So it's so true that the angels are the messenger of the Lord to give messages to us and to protect us. And we are thankful. A few more days we celebrate the angel is accompanying us, the guardian angel. But today you celebrate the angels of a big mission to do the will of God in the history, Israel history. They're the one who have, especially Gabriel, is on the lungs, the annunciation to our Heavenly Mother that she will be the Mother of God. So the angels are doing the sending messages of the Lord for us humans. In the other sense, when we are called to be Christians, in a certain sense, we are an angel of the Lord to spread good news towards our people, towards those who doesn't know Him. Doesn't know Him, it doesn't mean don't know Him. It's the one who doesn't trust or believe in the love of God. And first of all, we have to believe, first of all, ourselves, the love of God for each one of us. If we want to see something true, you have to live yourself first. So the angels, they are the one who really have obedience to the Lord. Those who are not obedient, they become Satan. So not too many, but quite a few. One of the reasons why the angels become a Satan, because they don't like the idea that a Son of God become human person. So this is our pride. They don't want to obey this God, so they were falling down. So pride is one of the essence that we stop our message, our passage toward the Lord. So first of all, we ask forgiveness of our pride, and also we learn from the angels that they are always spreading the good news towards other people, because we are sent by the Lord.